Listening Library presents Strongheart, Wonder Dog of the Silver Screen by Candace Fleming. Read for you by Fred Berman. For Oxford, our very own Strongheart. C.F. and E.R. The Puppy. On a farm between the Bavarian Alps and the city of Berlin, a carefree puppy named Etzel played in a sun-washed barnyard. He chased the chickens, barking in delight at their squawks and flaps. He tipped over his water bowl, splashing and sliding in sloppy fun mud. And he gulped down the last of his kibble, licking the bowl to shiny emptiness. At last, tired and full, he flopped onto the squirming puppies nestled in the curve of his mother's belly. His sister Greta nipped his ear. His brother Otto yipped a complaint. But Etzel just wiggled down between them and sighed. His family. He had just closed his eyes when...
"Here's a big handsome one," a man's voice boomed.
Rough hands tore Etzel away from his family and held him high. The puppy whimpered. His paws flailed in the suddenly cold air.
"Look at those markings," the voice boomed again. "Only purebred German shepherds have those. And what fine teeth."
Rude fingers pulled back Etzel's lips.
"With the right training, they could tear a man to shreds. Should we take him?"
"Yeah, take him," rumbled a second voice. "And we will turn him into the fiercest guard dog on the Berlin police force."
Etzel was shoved into a canvas bag. His mother barked. Greta and Otto yelped. In the bag's darkness, Etzel whined. Etzel, all alone. The gate of the police kennel slammed shut behind Etzel. For a moment, the puppy stood lost and shivering in the cement cell. Then he wobbled to the heavy door and, with a half-sobbing whine, sniff-sniffed along its bottom. Otto and Greta? Mother? He smelled nothing comforting. Nothing familiar. Etzel fell back on his haunches. Opening his mouth, he let out a long, heartbroken wail.
"Oh!"
The door banged open. Etzel toddled forward, eager for pats and treats. Instead, he was met with a sharp boot kick.
"Silence!" shouted the man with the booming voice.
Etzel yelped and fell back. But his punishment wasn't over. Etzel curled tight into a trembling ball as the blows came, again and again until... A new emotion, one the puppy had never before experienced, flashed through him. Whipping his head around, Etzel bared his tiny teeth.
"That is more like it," shouted the man. "Police dogs do not cry. They fight."
The man's words angered Etzel even more. A first fierce growl rushed up his throat. He sank his tiny teeth into tough boot leather.
"You think you are savage now, mind hund? This is just the start of your training."
The man gave his foot a rough shake, freeing his boot from Etzel's jaws. The door slammed shut again. Etzel crawled to his feet and limped into the darkest corner of his cell. Wary and alert, he lay with his head facing the door. He watched for the man to return. Day turned to night, and the little dog grew cold and lonely. He missed his mother. He cried for her. He cried for Otto and Greta, too. He cried too loud. The man with the booming voice returned. After that, Etzel no longer cried at night, but sometimes, when left alone in the fenced-in yard, he strayed off to a far corner. There he whimpered to himself, quietly. Hard Lessons.
"Sit," commanded the man with the booming voice.
Etzel furrowed his brow, as if trying to understand.
It was his first day of police training, and he didn't know any of the commands. Not come, or walk, or sit, or stay.
"You will learn," said the man, slipping a thick chain collar with a leather leash attached to it around Etzel's neck.
He led the dog around the windowless room. Etzel had never walked on a leash before. He pulled and jerked every which way. Whirling, he nipped at the leather strap.
"Sit," commanded the man again.
Etzel kept tugging.
Snap.
The man yanked hard on the leash. The collar tightened, squeezed, strangled. Etzel gasped. Panicked and choking, he flailed at the end of the leash.
"Sit,"
the man said again. He pushed the dog into a sitting position, then eased the tension on the leash. The collar released its vicious grip. Etzel panted. Lowering his head, he looked at the cement floor.
"Walk," came the next command.
But the puppy continued to hang his head.
"Walk."
The leash grew taut again. The collar squeezed and pinched. Etzel's eyes opened wide. His body began to tremble. Shouting the command one more time, the man dragged Etzel to his feet, forcing the puppy to stumble along on shaky legs. Around the room they went. Walk, sit, snap, went the leash. Walk, sit, snap, went the leash. Again and again. Day after day after day. And just as the man had said, Etzel learned. He soon obeyed every command without question. More hard lessons.
"Let's have some fun today, yeah?"
said the man. Opening the gate to the yard, he unhooked the puppy's leash and pushed him through. Etzel stared. It had been nearly a month since his arrival at the police station. In that time, he had smelled and heard the other dogs, but he hadn't seen them. Not until now.
"Woof!"
He gambled toward them, tail wagging. A large dog with a fierce gaze named Teufel broke away from the pack. The hair along Teufel's spine stood on end. His lips curled back. Behind him, the other dogs stood tense and watchful. Etzel dropped to his belly, hindquarters up, tail still wagging. Teufel snarled. Etzel sat back. He cocked his head, studying the other dog. Teufel sprang. Darting in low, he slashed Etzel's shoulder with his fangs. Etzel yelped and turned to lick his wound. Teufel leaped in again. Knocking Etzel off his feet, he slashed the puppy's other shoulder before leaping clear. The remaining dogs took this as a sign to attack. They rushed at Etzel, teeth bared. Etzel scrambled back up to his feet. Tucking his tail, he ran as fast as he could. The dogs pursued him, snapping at his heels. One sank his teeth into Etzel's hind leg. Etzel stumbled and fell. The snarling dog circled. Only the arrival of the man with the booming voice stopped the attack. With several savage kicks, he scattered the dogs. Teufel and the other slunk away, but not without a few last rumbles and growls. Etzel lay on the ground, panting. His fur stood out in little tufts where the dog's teeth had mauled him. Blood ran down his leg, and his shoulders burned. From that day on, whenever he was left in the yard, he stalked around its edges, keyed up and alert for attack. He met the dog's snarls with terrible ones of his own. At the first sign of aggression, he didn't hesitate but rushed in, snapping and slashing.
"That one, he is a killer, yeah?"
said the man with the booming voice. Soon, even Teufel kept his distance. And so it was that by the end of his first year at the police station, Etzel was transformed. Gone was the carefree puppy. In his place was a cold, uncaring police dog who snapped at other dogs and trusted no one. But sometimes, in the cold loneliness of his kennel, Etzel dreamed about the soft curve of his mother's belly and the playful nip of Greta's teeth on his ear. He dreamed about the smell of kibble on Otto's breath, and in his sleep, Etzel would sigh. A doggone good
Sample complete. Ready to continue?